Good morning. It is Tuesday, October the 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, you know what Tuesday means. I don't even think I need to say it anymore. But it does mean tacos. So I'm excited about that. But what I'm more excited about is delving into the Word of God with you today in this journey of Exodus, this pathway of deliverance. I want you just to begin to get fixed in your mind from what is the Lord delivering you? How is deliverance, the deliverance of Jesus Christ, by the cross and the resurrection, through the power of the Holy Spirit, how is this deliverance taking shape in your life? But as we get going this morning, let's not forget consecration. Let's set ourselves apart as vessels, agents of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll do his bidding today. So, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, The Lord Will Fight For You. The zero-sum game of fear and faith. Our text is from Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 14. Hear now the word of the Lord. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's text unfolds the worst-case possible doomsday scenario. The newly freed Israelite former slaves stared down the barrel of the most powerful army in the world. Red Sea on one side, Pharaoh's army on the other. These are the moments that expose our deepest dispositions. Will we find fear or faith? Two people can face the very same reality and have diabolically opposite responses. We see it here on full display. I want us to examine the conversation between Moses and the Israelites and the story it tells. The Israelites asked three questions and made a declaration. Moses offered three responses and made a proclamation. Note how they intertwine and correspond as follows. Question number one, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? Response number one, do not be afraid. Question number two, what have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Response number two, stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. Question three, didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? Response number three, the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Here's the declaration of fear. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Here's the proclamation of faith. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Fear is a given. The question is faith. Here's the interesting calculus of faith. Think of a spectrum of 0 to 100%. What part of the spectrum will be taken up by fear? In this case, the Israelites were at 100% fear on the spectrum. There was no room for faith in their response. Fear and faith is a zero-sum game. Moses, however, spoke to them of the power of God. Moses knew all he needed was a movement of 1% to win the day. If he could push their fear back from 100 to 99%, it would leave room for a 1% faith response. Moses knew 1% was all he needed. So did Jesus. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, 1%, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. It's Matthew 17:20. The issue is not the size of one's faith, but the strength of their God. It's why when we want to see faith rise up, we don't try to talk people into having more faith, nor are we likely to be successful in trying to talk them out of their fear. We win when we witness to them about the nature, character, and power of God. 1% is all it takes. And in another sense, Moses was the 1%. Let's give him the last word here. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. Thank you for the way you are showing me. Exodus is tied to my vision of you. I confess how I can put the emphasis on fear and what I am afraid of. Then I try to shift my focus to my faith or lack thereof and miss the point of who my faith is in. I receive your deliverance from fear and even from faith in faith. I receive my sight to behold you in all your love and might and delivering power. Now, let faith arise from the vision of you. Glory be to the Father, And to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. The journal prompts today. Do you tend to be a person who thinks they don't have enough faith? How does this 1% principle impact you? Think of a challenging set of circumstances you are facing just now. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 is the highest. What is the level of your fear? Now, subtract the level of your fear from 10, and that is the level of your faith. So if you say, my level of fear is a 6, 10 minus 6 is 4. You have a 4 at the level of faith. Oftentimes we want to say, well, I believe my fear is at a 6, but my faith is at a 9. And I'm saying that's not how it works. Fear and faith are a zero-sum game. So how might you move your level of faith by 1 degree upward? Hint, sharpen your focus on the words, deeds, stories, and signs of God. We're going to sing here in a minute. My faith looks up to thee. That says it, doesn't it? It's what I think I'm trying to say. My faith looks up to thee. That's number 351 in our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's praise, if you've got it there. You can always look it up online, the lyrics. My faith looks up to thee. We'll sing it here as we close out this morning. I was just on a call with somebody the other day, and it was somebody facing a difficult illness and awaiting a diagnosis, a prognosis, a treatment plan. And this is kind of how they were facing a Red Sea, which we all find ourselves in regularly. Pharaoh's army on one side, Red Sea on the other side. And so I just asked him, I said, let's do a scaling exercise. It's 1 to 10. 10's the highest. What's your level of fear right now? And it's sometimes hard for people to be honest about that. They tell you what they think their fear ought to be. And I just try to slay that. I'm like, God, listen, just cut through that. There's no judgment zone. Fear is what it is. It's real. It's given. Where are you? And they said, I'm at a 7. I said, okay. Next question, what's your level of faith? What's your faith level, 1 to 10? And they said, well, my faith's at a 9. And I said, okay, let me push back on that a little bit. If your fear is at a 7, that means your faith is at a 3. And again, not looking down on you. But see, this is what fear does. Fear displaces faith. And the opposite is also true. Faith displaces fear. But you can't, at least this is my take on it, okay? You can't have a 9 in fear and a 9 in faith. That's not how it works. That's just sort of, I guess, optimism, which is a little bit worthless in these situations, these Red Sea moments. Anyway, so I said, let's actually deal with the fear by, and it's interesting how Jesus says, you know, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain that's in the way, be moved, and it will be moved. In other words, he's saying, don't talk to God about the mountain. Tell the mountain about God. And so you've got a 3 quotient of faith. You got a 7 quotient of fear. Hey, 3. You don't need but a mustard seed of faith, because our faith is not in faith. Our faith is in the power of God. So we're actually going to exercise. We're going to move in that faith, and we're going to speak to the mountain that's in front of us. First, it's a mountain of fear. And underneath the mountain of fear is the mountain of cancer or impending divorce or any number of things that we're afraid of. And so we begin to just, again, in prayer, I just say, Jesus, we're coming with you. We're standing with you. We're looking at this mountain, but we're lifting our heart to God. And we say to the mountain of fear, be moved. By faith, be moved into the heart of the sea. We say to the cancer, be moved, be thrown into the ocean, move out of the path, be gone. And just simply like that, we pray. And then we shift our prayer to receiving by faith healing in this instance. Jesus, we receive your healing for this friend. We receive your healing. We open our whole body to this healing that you are bringing by your Spirit. We just say, come, Holy Spirit. We receive the healing of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus. We'll receive it supernaturally. We'll receive it in our body to cause our body to heal itself. We'll receive it through any medicine that you want to lead us to or any sort of medical intervention you want to lead us to. We'll receive your healing through the sufficient grace of God to struggle with and suffer with, perhaps for a season, perhaps unto death. And if we cross over that line into death, we will receive your healing as we rise up on the shores of unceasing praise. So we're receiving your healing. And what happens in the midst of that kind of praying, and sometimes we'll just remember a healing story of Jesus in the Bible. I'll just say, you know, we're like that woman today who's coming up behind you in the crowd and says, if I can just touch the hem of his robe, I'll receive the healing I need. We'll just kind of get that vision in our mind. Sometimes I'll tell that story. Or I'll tell a story of Jesus cleansing the lepers or Jesus raising the dead. There are all kinds of stories. See, this is the vision that we need to get in our mind's eye, in our heart, open the eyes of our heart. And that's where faith comes from. Faith doesn't come from trying harder to believe. It comes from seeing, from beholding the actual person of Jesus. And these stories, each of them are like wells that we can draw water from. Okay, I'm going long here this morning on Tuesday. We got to sing, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, O, may my love to thee pure, warm, and changeless be a living fire. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. When ends life's transient dream, when death's cold sullen stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Savior, then in love, Fear and distrust remove. Oh, bear me safe above a ransomed soul. Amen. All right, gang, it's Tuesday. You know the assignment. Sow for a great awakening today. You're sowing seeds of encouragement, of blessing, of faith, of hope, of love. You and get it, Jesus is in you. You are his agent, but he is the leader. He's guiding you. Just be attuned, be aware, be attentive. Abide in him today. Okay? I'll see you on the field. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.